Through the years of teaching, I have found that this concept of opposites is the most remarkable for actors. Once it permeates their thinking, they regard it as such an essential that they wonder how they existed before without it. In truth, they probably did not exist without it, but their consciousness level was very low and their ability to summon it when needed was minimal. But opposites exist so strongly in every human being that one would have difficulty avoiding it. Actors do try, however. Consistency is the heart of dull acting. What fascinates us about other human beings, and particularly about splendid actors, is their inconsistency, their use of opposites. Yet, for all its vital importance, I find opposites one of the most difficult guideposts to explain to actors. In the course of doing scenes, almost every actor comes to understand what opposites are and how to use them, but in theory, it is frequently a murky concept to communicate. So though you may find opposites unclear in the explanation, you will find them eminently clear in the doing. Think about a human being. In all of us, there exists love, and there exists hate. There exists creativity and an equal tendency towards self-destructiveness. There exists sleeping and waking. There exists night and there exists day. Sunny moods and foul moods, a desire to love and a desire to kill. Since these extremities do exist in all of us, then they must also exist in each character in each scene. Not all opposites, of course, not this exhaustive listing I've just given, but some of them. If it is a love scene, there's bound to be hate in it too. If there is a need, great need for someone, we're bound to resent having that need. Both emotions should be in the scene. It is lopsided and untrue if only one is. It is the actor's creation of opposites that develops conflict, and therefore drama, and therefore interest. For some unfathomable reason, actors are fond of bringing on stage the resolution of a conflict, which is tidy and dead, rather than the conflict itself, which is exciting. I suppose it's because in life we are trained to avoid conflict, run from confrontations, make our painful lives as easy as we can for ourselves. But it is the process of dealing with pain the actor must put on the stage, not the fact of having solved it.